Oh yeah, those will get it done. I've got a Meritron, what is it, the ATR 3000 or 3K, 5K, the big Meritron, and that's a very good tuner. I think it gives the Nye is beefy, but there's hardly nothing the Meritron won't handle. ATR 30, that's it. And I got one of those. There's one right now for sale on Facebook Marketplace. I think guy's asking $250. That's a smoking hot deal on a last tuner you'll ever have to buy. But if you're looking for automatic, it's not that. If you're looking for something that can handle all the snot you'll ever be able to give it, you know, that's your Huckleberry. So, but I got one. Paid more than that for it. Great tuner, they really are. You just got to open them up and just take care of all the MFJ, quote-unquote. Take care of the MFJ, loose this or loose that, and then you got yourself a built-forever lifetime tuner. So, but yeah, you're right, the Nye Vikings are quite nice as well. I always kind of wanted one of those, but the ATR 30 does a lot better on 160. So that's why I wanted it. That'll be my legal limit. You know, and then some 160 tuner when I play there. Right now it's just sitting on a shelf. All right, Chris, it's been a pleasure. I got to get to some stuff here, though, Sunday night. I got some things I got to take care of, work tomorrow. It's good hearing you, and we'll catch you next time. But after yours, I think I'm going to pull the plug here. W8FU.
Okay, Sean. Hey, if you know anybody that's got a wants, needs an XTS 5000, I've got one. It's Desert Storm, nice radio. It's Coyote Brown, and it's FPP. You don't see that many of them with front panel programmability. I haven't had it on CPS because I don't have CPS. So I never could figure out how to use the scan feature on it because it was FPP. So I don't know if the scan feature works on it while it's in FPP. But if you know anyone that wants one, I've got one. And I'll sell two. I'll give them two for I paid $4.25 for it, and if I get $4.25 for it, I'll give the person two chargers, a desktop charger and a DC charger, because I would have no use for a DC charger after I get rid of it. But you know, the DC charger alone is $50. The desk chargers, cripes, they're dime a dozen. But I'm planning on getting rid of all my Jedi series. I got a UHF JT-1000, a VHF JT-1000, and I think I have two or three MTX 9000s. I'm going to hang on to those. I like 900. It's a good band. I even got a 900 repeater sitting over here. 30 water, homebrew. It's got a flat pack duplexer in it, and it's I've stuck it in an old IBM XT case. Had to take the power supply out just to make the two radios fit, but the fan works, and that's all that's necessary, right? It's got a little IDEA card on it that sends out N8FZT/R at 9 minutes 59 seconds, it sends the call only while the repeater's in use. It's not like all the other repeaters with the controllers, where the controllers does more talking than the people do. But hey, it's been great talking to you. Always a pleasure too, buddy. Have a good one. WIDX.